Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, you sports bees? You guys know what time it is. It's time for Ask This Bee Sports, the quickest hour in sports talk radio. That's right. My name is Miss Bee, the Toy Lady, and I am sitting in for James Acevedo. Yes, James is enjoying a nice vacation, but the show will go on. With that, we're waiting on Cobra Commander, who's supposed to be coming up in with us tonight, but got to talk about some sports. First thing, for those of y'all who don't know, I am a Lions fan, diehard Lions fan. So for that loss that they did for the season opener, I'm giving them a pass. And the reason why I'm giving them a pass is because anybody who watched the game would notice that the players were sweating like a pig in a blanket. And the commentators were even saying how hot it was there. And San Diego is a warm weather team. So for them to play well the second half did not shock me. And that's why I'm really not going to get too hard on my Lions. I'm not happy with them. But because of the heat, I'm willing to give them that pass that I normally would not give them, because I do know that when it's hot outside, I don't want to do jack. You know, I can't speak for no one but myself, and I don't want to do a doggone thing when I'm hot. And I know if I don't want to do anything when I'm hot, I'm willing to bet that it was hard for them to play, you know. And I'm sure people would love me to say, oh, well, that's just a suck-up-ass excuse. It's not an excuse, it's the truth. I mean, have you ever tried to do anything when it's 90-plus degrees outside, when it hits 80? I don't want to move. And I'm speaking for myself. So I know that I can only imagine having all the padding and everything on, just what they were going through. Again, it's one game. We play this week. We're going to come back, and we're going to be playing good. But I got to talk about my Tigers. I'm so tired of them and them not knowing what they're going to do. Again, I am a Detroit fan, you know, so I would never sit there. Just because they're not doing what I would like them to do, I won't turn on my team. I'm not going to go become I'm not going to start liking another team because my team is not doing what I want them to. That's the best way for me to put it. And I want to talk about it because you got these fake-ass fans out here. I call them fair-weather fans. They're a fan of a team as long as that team is winning. As soon as that team is no longer winning, then they suck. I can't stand them. Well, how do you call yourself a real fan? Real fans will be there regardless. Real fans are like good friends. They don't go nowhere. They just don't like some of the shit you do. So, again, I don't like a lot of the shit that Detroit is doing right now. So, I'm not going to be a Fairweather fan, but I am going to stick by their side. But just so I can let everybody know, the call-in number is 646-716-8041. It's 646-716-8041. You can call in. We will be discussing sports and sports. And sports with lead 86. I'm just really interested, you know, in what everybody's got to say. I mean, I haven't, the fake gate is not over for anybody who has been following that. Really need Cobra here because we got some serious talking to do. Serious talking. Because me and him were talking and we were saying, we kind of made a bet that, the deal would not appeal it, which he did appeal it, which I'm very happy he did. He should have. I mean, who the hell does anybody think they are challenging a business? in a court. If it was sexual or racial, I can understand. But you signed a contract. And in that contract, there were certain things that you, your union, agreed to. So when you don't get what you want, you cry foul and go to court. That ain't cool. Ain't cool at all. Not going to sit here and say it is. Not even going to like it. Not cool at all. Therefore, but in not being cool, Tom Brady, you're a wuss. You're such a wuss. I mean, you really have showed that you have no respect at all for the game, in my opinion. You know, it's strictly about what you want. And at the end of the day, it shouldn't be about what you want. And I'm going to keep it real. It should not be about what you want, because what you want, at the end of the day, to me, doesn't matter. You know, it's about the game, it's about the sport, and it's about doing it the right way. I can't say yay or nay. I can tell you, I believe that you committed fraud. I believe that you did what they said you did. And at the end of the day, there was an investigation. Everything was found out. Live up to it. I mean, be a man. Take your knocks and falls like everyone else. I don't think that you, that the judge should have overturned it. In my opinion, the judge had no right overturning it. I will stick by my, you know, I stick by my guns. He had no right overturning a decision that was made by a private company. And the fact that he's done this, basically this judge has given carte blanche to individuals to challenge their employers when they don't like something. And do we really want this type of person going around business owners? And, I mean, just look at it, you know, forget the, everything else as a business owner. Do you really want your employees to be able to come back after you have negotiated in good faith a contract that everybody has agreed to, and cry foul because they don't like it? I mean, come on now. That's the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever heard. And I don't think it's fair. You know, I'll be one of the first ones to say I don't think it's fair. I don't agree with it. It's a bunch of bullshit. So, with it being a whole bunch of bullshit, what do we do about this bullshit that's going on? Because it's bullshit. You know, ain't no way to sugarcoat it. Ain't no way to say anything else. It's bullshit. And everybody knows it's bullshit. But nobody wants to call bullshit for what it is. I don't know what y'all are afraid of. Call it for what it is. Bullshit is bullshit. It's bullshit. You know, at the end of the day, stand up to stay the fuck up out of it. Business is business. Because as a judge, their job is to judge. That is their job. You know, nothing else. Their job is to say if laws have been broken. From what I have seen, this was a contract. A contract that grown people negotiated on. A contract that people said, hey, we will abide by this because this is what we want. So since when do we get to call foul when we don't like when the contract is used against us? I really don't understand. Tom Brady, just go on and let your wife do what she do best, because it's obvious that somebody, you know, done told you that you could do it, and you're like every other golden child at any other job. You're doing this shit, and you're not, you don't want to pay the price for the mistakes that you make. And you're supposed to be a role model to young people. What type of role model sits here and says, it was a joke, it was this, it was that? I'm sorry, I'm not stupid. You're calling some trainer the deflator, and I'm supposed to believe that. I'm boo-boo the motherfucking fool, right? You know, this is what gets me. Now everyone is supposed to be stupid and believe what you say because you said this is not the way it is. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, seriously, dude. Are you kidding me? So now you're God and we're just supposed to say, hey, because the judge said that it was okay, it was all right, I don't believe you, I have a problem with it, and I'm calling foul. I'm calling foul. And I'm going to keep calling foul because it's bullshit. Utter motherfucking bullshit. I know it, and all you guys know it. And I mean, When are we going to sit here and call the bullshit for what it is? I mean, you really think it's fair? Seriously, people, is this fucking fair? And if it is, who is it fair to? Because it's not fair to the fan. I mean, and it's definitely not fair to the children who look to Tom Brady as a role model. It's not fair to the children that look to these other players. It's not fair to children who look to adults because at the end of the day, you're playing not only a game, but a sport. And it's called poor sportsmanship, what he did. You know, there's no way around it. Can't be sugarcoated. You can't even make me think that it's going to be okay or that there's something respectable about what this man did. And in all actuality, how can you sleep at night knowing that you've done this? In all actuality, how? You know, my children, I can never see my children looking at him as a role model. I don't know about anyone else. I'm going to speak for me. You know, this man is no role model. He's not someone that we should want our children to look up to. He's not someone that we should even admire. But yet, and still, continuously over and over and over again, he is being pretty much glamorized for being a jackass. And really, I don't think that's fair, you know. Why should he get away with it? What makes him better than anybody else? Seriously. What makes him better? What makes him able to get away with something that no one else could do? If this would have been Michael Vick, he would not be in the league right now. If this would have been any of those players last year who were doing different types of abuse, they would not be in the league. But yet and still, Tom Brady gets to come back with no fucking penalty whatsoever. Hell no. Ain't feeling it, ain't gonna agree with it, ain't gonna sugarcoat it. It's some bullshit. Straight up bullshit. And for those of y'all who don't agree with me, that's the beauty of this country. We can agree to disagree because I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But I'm going to talk about my Lions and how I expect to see more. You know, the season just started. You know, we did have a good first half. So if they say how some people would love to knock on their teams when they don't do what they want them to, how do you knock a team that had a damn good first half? Seriously, how do you knock them? Because they did not have a shitty first half. They had probably one of the best first halves that you could ask for a team, you know, starting off. Now, did they carry through? No, they didn't follow through. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They know they didn't along with everybody else. But guess what? At the end of the day, they are the Lions. And we don't expect a whole lot from them. We expect our Lions to do what they do best. What we really expect. We expect them to do what they do best, which is carry on and do the job that we pay them to do. You know, and for people say, well, I don't pay them. Guess what, goddammit? I'm a fucking fan. Yeah, I pay their asses. You know, let's keep it real. Anytime that you put your money into something or you invest it, you're going to buy somebody's jersey, you pay. And I expect more. I expect more and I'm going to get more. But I do expect them to go. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about college football. I'm not a big college football fan. For one, I don't root for the Big Ten schools or all these other schools. I root for where I went to school. So it's a difference in the attitude and the culture of how things are done. I will say, after seeing the highlights, because I did not look at the games, but seeing the highlights, I would say, looks like Michigan State is going to probably have a good season. Again, I'm not a Big Ten fan, so I'm not going to sit here and say I've watched any of those games. I really don't get into college football. I went to a school that was not a Big Ten school, and I don't believe in rooting for a school that I didn't help pay for it. And when I say it, now, if you didn't go to college, I can understand you rooting for a school, but for someone who's actually gone and went to a school that had a legitimate football team and everything, I just won't do it. You know, I can't, as they say, I can't be a traitor to the cause because that would be wrong on my part. You know, so I tell everybody, love my school, keep it going. You know, go EMU, you know. And for those of y'all who don't know what EMU is, that's Eastern Michigan University. So I am proud to be an alumna for that school. So then watch what they did. They probably did not do as well. They normally always pair them with, like, Big Ten schools, which I never understood that. So I'm always, like, about anything that goes on with them, just because their season normally starts off against a school that a lot of us don't normally comprehend why they're having them play them. Oh, my goodness. Where the hell is Cobra when I need him? I know y'all said that she really said it. Yes, I did. You know, but, oh, my goodness. I just, please tell me I didn't lose my computer. Okay, so you guys can call in to 646-716-8041. Again, that's 646-746-8041. You're listening to Ask Miss E Sports with Miss E, the Tornado 3.0. And, well, for those of y'all who were wondering, like, what my favorite song is, and I'm saying, I didn't put it on here. I was going to play you guys if this is a sports song, so that we could take a little break and I could find out where some people are, because I don't know where they at, which is probably my own fault. I know y'all said she just went on solo all week. Yes, I have. But I will not talk about politics as much as I would love to tonight. I'm not going to go there because I got a whole lot to say about that. But what I will say is that I did not get my paper today, so I didn't get a chance to yell about some things and make comments. But I'm keeping up on my sports. Yeah, talk about Serena Williams. She did not make the Grand Slam, but she played. You know, and like she said, for anybody who saw the interview, Serena came in and, you know, she did what she was supposed to. And she said that the other girl wanted it, you know. And when someone wants it, and when they want it bad, I mean, it's hard to go against, you know. It's always hard when you're playing for the championship. But it's even harder when people are expecting you to win. And I always say you got to look at where everybody is coming from and what's the makeup of it, because, hey, she played a hell of a damn game. No one can doubt her on that. No one can say, oh, well, we don't know what happened, because only she knows what happened. I mean, let's keep it real. But she came out and she took it gracefully and did not have any problems and said and gave that woman major, major kudos, you know, major kudos. And, you know, you can't sit there and get upset with a person who gives people that type of kudos, because it's just all that. I mean, I can't say enough, believe it or not, you know. She was so graceful that, you know, I'm just like, wow. I am really, really wowing her, because she, you know, did not act the fool, she didn't do any of it. She, you know, as they say, she made any and everyone proud. You know, and if you've never seen how proud a person is, then, you know, you got to look at that, because that's something that you really, really wouldn't see normally, as graceful as she was. And, hey, that's the way I look at it, you know. I'm going to continue to give her props and tell her where to go, you know. I'm proud. I know that she's probably proud. And what else can you ask? literally, the quickest hour is going to be the slowest hour. It just seems like it. But I can honestly say that I'm bored. Oh, Lord, I shouldn't say that to you guys. Just really, really hard when you got to feed off yourself for an hour of sport. I could feed off of y'all for a whole lot of things. Where are you guys at tonight? Seriously. That's all I want to know. Where are y'all at? Because any other time, y'all would be right here. But nah, y'all ain't around tonight. Yeah, I'm acting a fool with you because I'm fully aware that y'all are probably going to sit back and listen and call me a straight-up fool tonight. But I'm okay with that, and y'all know it. Y'all really do know it. But I do have to, you know, give you guys a lot of shout-outs because y'all have been here with us for so long. And I want to thank you guys who have been here and listening and, you know, contributing and joking with us and dealing with our craziness because y'all know that we just go all out. And sometimes when we go all out, you just never know where we're going to go all out at. You know, so that's what I want to say to you guys. I want to say, you know, straight up, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, because without all this, I got to quit repeating myself, Donna. Without you guys, we couldn't make this show a success. Ooh. Oh, this weekend is supposed to be a big sports weekend, I think. I want to make sure that you guys who go to these games be safe because I know that a lot of tailgating, this is big tailgate season. It's also, to me, the biggest season where people get hurt and just really don't think before they do things. And I really want you guys to be safe because that's something that isn't always looked at and it's not always taken seriously. You know, oh, it's just a couple of years before the game. Yeah, we hear that before. It's always just a couple of years, not a whole lot, just a couple of years. When you know all it takes is one beer. Depending on the size you are. So, with that, you guys be okay and take it easy. Wow. Okay. I'm doing 5 million things, so if y'all want to know, I am always multitasking. And when y'all say, what am I doing? I'm always doing it. You know, we're going to ask some questions. Oh. And for, I know you guys hear dogs barking and everything else in the background. Oh, shoot. Remember, you guys can call in to the show and ask your questions if it's about sports. 646-716-8041. Again, that number is 646-716-8041. Because it's all about sports. I do hate that I didn't get my news check for the day. Because I really did not anticipate this. I could talk about a whole lot of stuff, but do y'all really want me to start talking about sex? Seriously. If I could talk about some sex, y'all know I can. But I'm really trying not to go there with that. Ooh, shoot. You know what? In the meantime, I'm going to play y'all something that I was trying to play y'all Successful other night. Oh, I'm not going to sit here and be as silent. I have to figure out how to keep the guy. No, that is not sports, no sports, no sports. We got so many other stuff. Oh, here it is. I didn't realize we have no sports music. None. We're going to have to change that. It tells you how much I don't work the switchboard no more. I really did not realize that we had no sports music on here. Got other music. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play something that isn't too sexy. And I'm going to come back in a little bit for you guys. So you're listening to Ask Missy Sports on Leaves After Dark Radio. Hey, what's up? We're back. That's right, we are back. Okay, I just got a chance to check my messages, and I got to apologize. Co-hosts won't be on tonight, but there's a good reason. But that's not me to go into detail about. But still, show, set a goal on, and definitely sports. We got to deal with the sports, got to realize sports, got to do sports. And we got to deal with a lot of other stuff also. So with that, again, I'm not stealing Tom Brady. I know y'all said, how many times I want to say, I'm not. I'm really not. I know y'all said, I'm going to bring this shit to the ground, but I'm not stealing old boy right now. You know, he's just not on my list of people where I would say that I just want to come from him, okay? Ain't happening. You know, there are some people who I would probably say, yeah, you know, I'll come in my panties for you, but he is not one of them. I'm going to keep that real. You know, he is not on the list of men that I would, you know, as they say, go on and drop him for. I don't like him. Don't like him. Don't like him. Don't like him. Ain't going to sugarcoat it. I don't think it's cute. I don't think anything that he did was cute. And I'm going to put a harping on him because I keep getting mad every time I think about his ass. Oh, my God. Seriously. You know. The guy is a douchebag right now to me. Said it's douche. Anybody else agree? Well, oh, shit. So with that, other things that I do want to discuss, like I said, this is at Missy Sports. So a few things that I want to hit on. We're coming to what is it time? You know, somebody let me know, is it time for an all-star game for baseball? Like I said, once my Lions start playing like shit, I lose all interest in sports. I know y'all say that's like really fucked up for me to say, but it is the honest to goodness truth. I lose all fucking interest in sports once my Lions start playing like shit because I just don't comprehend it. You know, I don't comprehend them playing like shit in the first place, but I really don't comprehend them more when they, you know, just put the do in the do-do. I don't and I won't. So, you know. I'm not going to sit here and try to say, oh, I'm in love, you know, that bullshit. No, ain't in love with nothing other than being pissed. They piss me off. I'm not feeling them. They know I'm not feeling them. They know a lot of people not feeling them. So what else do we want to discuss? I was trying to get y'all some good music, you know, because I really want to know how many people had even heard of this song before we start playing it on here, but I can't get it to upload for whatever reason. It may be because of the length of it or whatever, but I really do want everybody's opinion because this is, okay, now I got it. So I'm going to play this, and I want people to tell me, how many of you had heard this song before we start playing it on here? Because I've had so many people tell me they had never heard of it. And you say
let's see. Up close and personal. Good evening, Marvin. See, you're not half the man you used to be. Look at that gut. Doing sit-ups,
need a five-finger gap. That's really, oh, really what I need. Come on, come on, hit me with that. Wide receiver.
Now, the last time we knocked on the door. Next time, we're going to kick the son of a bitch in.
He was his man.
Okay, you guys, I'm back. I really do want to know how many of you people have actually heard that, because so many people have been telling me they had never heard of it. And I'm like, damn, I remember, you know, am I that old, seriously, that I'm pulling shit that y'all hadn't heard? You know, I didn't think I was out there that far. But for those of y'all who don't know, that was Michael Henderson. And so it came out in the 80s, and it was really, really popular. And I remember because it actually came out during football season. So it's one of those things where, you know, you just want to sit there and have fun with it. And hello, and now I've got company. But, yeah.
It's mommy.
That's mommy. You want to say hi to the people on the radio for sports? Tell them what sports you like to play.
School?
I didn't know that was a sport. Okay. Can't speak for that one. You know, I'm not going to sit there and try to speak for that one. That was my little one that just came in. You're always entertained on this. Always. So. You know, I was like, I really didn't understand that, all the stuff. So with that, it's like, seriously, you got to deal with that. But shoot, now I got distracted by a little one, but wanted to say, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not that old, you guys, and I'm not gonna let y'all tell me I'm that old, but definitely want to know what your opinion is. You know, first of all, you guys can call in 646-716-8041. You know, there's no reason why you can't call in. And shoot, I just got caught off guard. Call in 646-716-8041. Remember, you're listening to Ask Miss Lee Sports, the quickest hour and sports radio that goes on the internet. You know, we pride ourselves that we really are the quickest hour. And it does go by fast, especially when we're having fun and we're talking about the things that we love. And I love sports, you know. And again, I'm multitasking, you guys, so you guys are like hearing 5 million things going on in the background with me. So don't get caught off guard or discouraged when you hear me pausing. You know, we're coming to the last 15 minutes of the show, so, you know, trying to keep everything going and going right and not stop. I'll probably have to stop, but trying not to. But, it's going to be a big sports weekend, you know. I'm not going to sit here and knock it and sugarcoat it. You know, this is going to be a big sports weekend. We're going to have a fabulous time. I have to give a big shout-out to my girl, Naomi Banks. I'm going to give this little plug since I received it while it was on the air. Her cosmetic line is finally going to launch. I remember when I lived at her a few years ago, and she was telling me that it was coming out, and I was like, I can't wait, you know. Nothing like, you know, launching a new pan. It's Akiss Cosmetics. That's A-K-I-S-S cosmetics.com. The website launches tomorrow morning. I'm so excited. I'm already asking for samples. So, but definitely I got to give her big props and shout out. You know, congratulations, girl. Glad to, you know, see it finally coming out. You know, not putting my makeup back on. And we all know that I'm not a big makeup wearer, but for those of y'all who don't know what a kiss means, it's always keep it sexy. So I'm just loving it. I just got the message, you know, she put a big broadcast out about what's going on. and
you got down.
And with her putting the big thing out about what's going on, she said the whole world, you know, those of us who are her true and loyal friends, followers, you know, she let us know and we're putting the word out for her. And then everybody knows that she's got her new line out. So it's going to be really great. You know, and I know she can't wait. Like I said, big congratulations to her. Big congratulations. Can't even, you know, be mad at her. Can't even be mad at her. You know, I'm happy. Congratulations, my girl. You know, can't wait to get my sample. Can't wait to try it on and wear it and just let the whole world know what keeping it sexy means. And if you guys have never seen her, go check her out on Twitter at Naomi Banks. You know, she does keep it always keep it sexy, so it's just perfect that her product line is called the same thing. And wow, you know, I can't believe we're coming like on the last 10 minutes of this, you know, and just got everything going on. And I never thought that I would be sitting here saying that we went, that the quickest hour truly is the quickest hour in sports. You know, we joke about it and we say, oh, yeah, this is the quickest hour in sports or the quickest hour on the internet. But when you see that hour go by, you'd be like, damn, that really was the quickest hour. You know, so I want to make sure that you guys know that we love you. We appreciate you listening. You know, we want you to know that we're here for you. And that we're going to do what we do best. We're going to always keep it sexy. And we're going to keep it going on. And we're going to have fun and talk about, you know, we're going to just have lots and lots of fun. Yes, that is you. Okay. So, again, I know y'all heard the background. And I get someone running away with a picture. But, wow, you know, you guys are just going to leave me hanging. I can't believe y'all are really leaving me hanging tonight. I just can't believe it. Can't believe it that you guys are just leaving me hanging like this. Wow. I bet y'all don't do James like this. See, now I know. Come in and host somebody else's show, and this is what I get. No love. Wow. But I'm good. I'm going to be good. No, I'm just joking with you guys. But, wow, Naomi is blowing up everybody's phone tonight. Majorly blowing up the phone. Everybody's been waiting on this product line to come out. So as I keep pausing, that's because every time I turn around, somebody else is tweeting, you know, they're asking questions and they're pretty much doing the same thing like I did. You know, I asked if she was going to have it on the show. People are asking how much it costs, you know. I'm like, hey, I can't wait to get my hands on some. Dang. I'm just really, really happy. I'm happy for her. I'm happy that, you know, we're doing the sports show. I'm happy, happy, happy. Now, one of the reasons why I'm really happy is because tomorrow my grandfather will be celebrating his 90th birthday. So I will actually be visiting him, and I will, because this is a big birthday party. I actually was honored when I was asked to MC because there are a lot of us as far as grandchildren. So when I was approached to MC it as much as I was, I am honored, you know, it's an honor to be able to say that I have a grandfather that's 90 years old, and it's a major honor to be the one MCing his party and let him know how much we all love him and appreciate him. You know, 90 years, that's a long time for anybody. I mean, I don't care what you say. It is a long time, and I hope that I can make it even a fraction of the time that he's made, because I know that there's nothing that you can do. I mean, what do you get a person that's made in 90 years? Love. I know y'all said how cheesy, but you get them love, and you let them know how much you appreciate them, and you let them know that they are truly appreciated and loved. And tomorrow, I really can't wait to be among my family and cousins that I haven't seen and relatives I haven't seen to celebrate the joy of not only his life but his legacy. Because we were told that this will probably, you know, we hope that it's not true, but it may be his last birthday. So we are, we're going to make the last birthday nice. And I know that I said I got a little sentimental, but I was just thinking about, you know, when I got the news earlier this year that this is all he wanted, when they told him that he had gotten cancer again, I was like, watch, he's going to make it to this birthday. And, you know, it's a hard thing to deal with when you know that a person is going to leave you. But it's a wonderful thing to know that at least they're leaving without suffering. So I don't want to get kind of mushy, but it just kind of came on my mind because I started thinking that, you know, I'm going to be right there celebrating with my entire family the life of my grandfather, and he's going to be there with us, and my daughter will be performing. For those of y'all who know who she is, Petty Beauty, she actually will be, he asked her, they asked that she write a poem, and she, really because it was such short notice, she wasn't able to write a new one, but he has a poem of hers that he really, really loves. So she said she's going to perform that for him because she knows that he loves that poem. And, you know, just to be able to say, hey, you know, she's going to do that. And she was honored when the question came down to her, because we really did not know that we were going to be doing so much at this party. We thought we were going to, you know, be a family and be there. And, you know, the honors that are being bestowed upon us, you know, being that I'll be emceeing, she'll be performing one of her poems. We can't really ask for much more at all, you know. You know, we prepared for this for quite a while, you know. It's going to be kind of like a homegoing also, because when we were prepared, we were told that they didn't know if he was going to make it until tomorrow. And I talked to him a few weeks ago. I was on the phone with him, sounded strong as hell. And as of yesterday, he was still strong, and he's still doing what he wants to do. And you know, I hope that if I ever get news like he's gotten, that I'll be able to be just as strong and positive as he's been. Because definitely he has inspired all of us to keep going and to not look back and to not be negative. Ooh, that was a whole lot and a little bit of time. So I'm not going to get all mushy on you guys, because I got to say go Lions, go Tigers. You know, go everybody, you know. You know, because I got to ask people a question real quick. So I want to actually put you guys on hold before we go off the air, because I got to ask a couple questions. And then we'll be back and we'll sign off and we'll have fun. We'll have lots of fun, but I'm going to put you guys, I'll be back in just a second. I'm going to play a quick song for you guys. It'll be real quick because we got less than 2 minutes. We're going to be real quick with this one, but y'all understand.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, Sway named Sway used to live in Detroit.
And I think James will be on Tuesday. But have a great weekend, everybody.